Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
All right. Kenny Cott ruined everybody's weekend. Told you exactly how much it's going to cost if you want to watch all the exclusive NFL games coming up this season. And it's a lot. So is the NFL, are they too expensive? Are they running the average fan out? 248-539-9797. Couple ticket texts. We'll go to the phones. What do we got?
Yeah. All I need is Red Zone and Amazon for Thursdays. My DirecTV gives me a package, gives me 20 sports channels, including NFL Network and Red Zone and Big Ten Network for 14 months. It's all I need. It's not too much for me to pay. That is from Rick.
Hold on. And David, see, and I think here's what everybody fails to remember when they say, well, it's the NFL outpricing themselves. The NFL realizes this is a drug and most people need it.
Exactly.
And will do whatever it takes to get it. So, yeah, they've turned us all into crackheads and we're finding ways to pay this money.
Now, that's a drop.
Oh, that's good. Can't wait to get that one. Most cord cutters like me have all this stuff already. Keep paying $300 plus for cable, guys. Josh from Canton.
No, that's an illegal lawbreaker, correct? That's a dude that has a box, obviously.
No. I mean, he may just say, you know what? I'm not going to pay for whatever cable or DirecTV system. I'm only going to pay for streaming apps as I use.
Oh, I got you. There's a lot of guys out there that, and listen, I don't hate the hustle. I'm just afraid I'm going to be the one that gets busted. They go with the BitTorrent sites. Like the free sites where you have no idea where the game's coming from, but you get to watch the game online, so you're happy.
And that, I think, is an NFL problem, primarily because people are looking at those prices, those numbers I read, and say, absolutely not. 600 what? No way. I'm going to illegally stream this. Again, you and me, that's not us, but people are like that, and they're going to do that.
The crazy thing is they're not looking at the final number. They're just looking at $7 to get Amazon for a week so I can watch the Panthers Bengals. Although it's the Panthers. Is anybody watching? I don't know. Let's go to Jeff. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Jeff?
Hi. I just wanted to say, you know, the thing that makes the NFL what it is for the last 20 years, you've been able to watch all their games, regardless of whether you have cable or not, whether you have special packages or not. And what happened to the other sports, right? Baseball, hockey, basketball, those have all gone downhill, largely because kids can't get easy access to watching them. Like, you're losing the next generation of sports
fans.
No,
Jeff, Rico's right about this. The NFL's different. Every other sport, I agree with you, even college football. But Rico he's dead right about this because it's the NFL. He said it. We're all crackheads. We are. We need our fix.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the other thing is what's really cool is you guys spending this afternoon talking about your packages. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jeff. He called up for that joke.
I know.
David is mortified.
Because, first of all, the joke was horrible. Second of all, he's missing the point here. All of my kids do, and yes, I do have the stuff because we're hardcore. That's what we do here. So we watch the NFL. But also, what kids do, they're on YouTube. They see every NFL highlight on YouTube. They don't have to have the package. They don't have to have all these games. They just have YouTube.
There you go again.
Okay, here's the thing. If you really want to be real about this, it ain't just YouTube. You can go on Twitter or X, and right after the play happens, you can get the breakdown, and you could see it from reverse angles. You could hear the actual play-by-play call of the play. So there's always that.
You know what? You are so right, Rico, because the last time I was in the press box for a Lions game, I was seeing everything from the other game on Twitter. I wasn't even paying attention to the Lions. Now, this is when they were losing. But I wasn't paying attention to the Lions. I was looking at the rest of the NFL on Twitter.
Stop talking about your packages.
You, You don't have to watch every minute of everything. There's creative ways around this, but if you feel the need, yeah, it's going to cost you, you know, according to this, about $135 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, it's where you want to do it, how you budget your money, how you budget your time. Earlier in the show, we talked about how people would budget their time for the new College Football 25 coming out. Odyssey Rewind, if you missed that. Same here. It's your money. How do you budget this? If this is important to you, you find a way to pay it, and you watch it, and you don't complain.
So when Michigan started the season on Peacock last year, I remember saying and thinking, like, yeah, you say you're not going to do it. You're not going to. But as soon as it's game day, you're going to do it.
You do it.
You do it. The same thing here. It's going to be a game you want to watch at a weird time on a weird date that you can't get on your normal channels or streaming services. So you're going to spend the $10 or the $8. Or you hope you get a free service for a week and then you're going to cancel it. But people are going to do it. They're going to make a ton of money.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Rigger, you can be more right. It's always the complaining. It's you couldn't be more right about this because people love to complain, but in the end, like, well, did you get it? Yeah, I got it. So what was the complaining for? Well, people love to complain, they love to moan, but the NFL knows once you're done with this, just go ahead and fork over the money. And watch the games.
Let's go to Damon. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Damon? How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Long time, no time.
Thank you.
Hey, good topic, but I want to play devil's advocate. What about the ones that are die-hard football fans that can't afford it? They're going to price those diehards out, and they're going to do the stuff that you talked about earlier about the illegals. Or they're just going to stream it, like on YouTube or X, or somebody's going at the stadium that's going to stream it live.
Well, I would say this, Damon, people are going to find a way. I'm not advocating doing anything illegal, but like even if you go YouTube, you and your buddies can all go in together, and they allow up to, I think, 4 or 6 accounts under one account.
Right.
So you can find a way to divvy up that cost and spread it out between you and your friends, and you still can watch it.
Ooh, I didn't even know about that. But no, Damon, I hear what you're saying. I mean, it's a big pain in the ass, and it's not even cool because we went all this time with getting to see all the games on broadcast TV, and now they're making you pay for it. But I think when the end of the day, you're going to pay. You're going to pay now. I mean, unless you just can't, I guess. But I agree with Rico. People are going to find a way.
Yeah, I'm talking about those people that can't pay it.
Gotcha. Because
everything else in life is going up, except for our paychecks. We got factoring in families, food. You know, it's bad enough that the stadium prices for food is $13 for nachos and $24 for beer. But you know what, Damon?
I'm going to say this. There's a lot of people who probably say they can't, but man, when I look at a lot of Lions fans last year who found ways to fly, get hotel rooms, get tickets to go to all of these different road games, and it shows me people can find money and time for stuff that they really want to do.
No, I'm with you. I am. I just think at the end of the day, we're addicts. I got a couple ticket texts. And
Hold on, Rieger. Because the hardcore fan – most of, like, let's just use Lions. They're going to be on TV for free for about 90% of their game.
Well, to be
fair,
you'll
be able to just watch them.
In Detroit, no matter what the game is on, it's going to be on locally. So this
has to be. It's an FCC rule.
Right, so this does not apply to the Lions fans because unless you're out of town, you get to see every game.
Not right. Now, it applies for like David or me. Like if you want to watch your favorite team, then yes. But if it's your local team, and they're on Peacock, they also have to be on the local NBC network. That's a part of the whole package.
Yeah, by the way, you said package again. However, like, David, are you really going to pay to watch the Steelers? Like, you're going to shell over to, they're going to suck.
I'm not going to answer that question. I've done some things in the past, okay? Let's just say, okay. I've done some things in the past.
All right. I mean, Rico, your team should be good.
see, I'm not doing it.
On a Sunday after church of all days, David, come on.
David, that's a good question. It's catchy. I got a question for you, David. If let's say the Pittsburgh Steelers play overseas. So it's like a 9 o'clock kick.
9:30 game. We've had that conversation on these. I watched the 9:30 game
instead of church
in the video room. My church.
While services were going on?
Service wasn't starting yet, so I watched it. Oh. But I'm not gonna say what I was doing when service started.
Watching the game.
They are called the Steelers. Just saying.
Oh, Kenny with the win.
That was good. All right. We got more football coming up next. 97.1 The Ticket.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.